And you know, with that, our adversary being a devil, do you know what his favourite meal is? It's fresh Christian. So you could go, well, look at all the, yeah, but the world's kids, a lot of them, you know, it's not too bad. Otherwise, wouldn't they all just be getting preyed upon? Well, a lot of them do get preyed upon, but you know what he really wants to prey upon? He's your adversary, Christian. It's the young Christians. They're the ones he wants. And you, and those of you who know best and have the Bible here telling you what's going to happen, telling you about the predators, telling you about looking after those children, the inheritance of the Lord, and go, well, I don't really care because the next door neighbours does it, because my unsaved family are telling me I should just let them go and do what they want, and then go, right, get out, go and do what you want. You're the ones that are going to pay for that. More than the world's kids. More than the world's parents. We know better, don't we? To whom much is given, much should be required. And it's the same with church as well. Anyone, church is a safe place. Well, church, I'll just leave my kids at church. You know, teenager, just do what they want. You know, well, why can't my teen just come and go as they please, do what they want, etc. Look, we had, as usual, what did we have in this church? We had a bunch of clowns trying to desensitize everyone to this sort of stuff. And what a surprise. What was so much of it about? Leaving your kids. Like the whole helicopter parenting rubbish, if you didn't just leave your children with someone you barely knew from church. Encouraging, we had a woman here just encouraging people, just leave your kids with me while you go out soul winning. Who even is she? What did anyone really know about her? And the rest, they'd be swapping kids when they go soul winning. Oh, I'm taking your kid today with me. And everyone's sitting going, well, that must be normal because these are Christians and they just take someone's kid soul winning. If there's one place you can't keep an eye on a child, it's where? Soul winning. You're standing in front trying to preach the gospel and you've got your so-called best friend's kid with your kids behind you. I mean, it was nuts, wasn't it? I mean, let alone the fact these people weren't exactly babysitting material, let alone when they're preaching gospel, trying to bully people to pretend they get saved. I mean, you've got to put some attention into that, don't you? It was crazy. And the problem was, what did that do? It influenced our church. So then naturally all of us are kind of thinking, well, maybe I'm too uptight because I don't just let so-and-so take my kid soul winning. Because I don't just leave so-and-so, you know, my kid with whoever it is, so-and-so, because they're a Christian. Because I don't let someone hold my baby, some single guy that I don't even know, walk around with my baby while I get on with stuff and load my car. It was bizarre, wasn't it? And it was completely the opposite to how God wants us to be. What a surprise. And it was pushed upon our church. And it's something then that I had to shift as well, because all these, you know, why are they going on about the helicopter parenting? Why do they want you to be desensitized about this? Why? Because they're predators. Because the predator wants you to leave your kids. The predator wants you to leave them alone with them. They want to get to your kids, and they wanted to get to our kids. So look, it's a serious topic, isn't it?
Hi there, Brother Ian Taverner here at Shore Foundation Baptist Church UK. I'd like to show you today how the Bible says that you could be 100% sure that if you died today, you are going straight to heaven.